Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn the Afyura of Masechtas Be'ah. Some of the topics we learned about today include a discussion of the opinion of Beis Hillel regarding whether they are Mekel or Machmer regarding Simchas Yom Tov and Halachic decisions. A Mishnah which brings a Machlekes between Bisham and Beis Hillel as to how one actually designates birds for use of Yom Tov. And a second Mishnah which will discuss the Halachic ramifications of various cases where one designates birds for use on Yom Tov and subsequently finds different birds in the coop. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learned about include binyan ustir bekelim. Binyan building and stira dismantling are two of the 39 avos malachas that are prohibited on Shabbos. It is a machlekes between Bishami and Bishil whether binyan and stira apply only to structures attached to the ground or to movable utensils as well. Breira. Breira is the concept of making something contingent upon events that have not yet taken place. For example, making a sale conditional on something that will happen only tomorrow. It is a machlekes in the Gemara and Halacha as well, if yesh breira, which would retroactively validate such a conditional action, or ein breira, and such an action is invalid. Tumas pesachim. If a corpse or part of a corpse is in a house, it causes all people and vessels in the house to become tamei, which is called tumas oil. Additionally, it is also metamei those vessels that are positioned under the doorway, because since it will be removed through the doorway, it is considered as if it is already in the doorway. If the house has several doorways, kalim and all of them become tamei, unless one designates one of them as the actual window or doorway through which the corpse will be removed from the house. Rav v'karev halach achah rav. Rav and karev are two halachic concepts used to render halachic decisions in various situations. The pasuk achiram lahatis teaches us that we may follow the rav, the majority. The law of karev, following the closest point of origin, is learned out from the law of egla rufa, where the closest city to the deceased is required to bring the Egla Rufa for atonement. Rabbi Chanina in Ar Gemara teaches that if there is a case where there is Rav and Karev in the same situation, Rav overrides Karev and we follow the majority in rendering a halachic decision. Maaser Sheni is separated from produce after Truma and Maaser Rishon is taken during the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the 7-year Shemitah cycle. Maaser Sheni must be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there while one is in a state of purity. If it is impractical to bring the actual food to Yerushalayim, Maaser Sheni produce may be redeemed with money, which acquires the status of Maaser Sheni, and then must be brought to Yerushalayim.